Hello everybody and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning in to the NHSCA Sports Hour. This show airs at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Thursday. For more information about this show and to listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/nhsca.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle @artist_first. And now on to the program.
Good evening, high school sports fans, and welcome to the NHSCA Sports Hour for November the 17th. I am Jeff Fisher, editor-in-chief and founder of High School Football America, settling in for 2 hours worth of high school sports talk right here on the Artist First Radio Network tonight. After we wrap up the NHSCA Sports Hour, we move into all high school football talk with High School Football America at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Going to talk a little boys and girls cross-country tonight, along with some field hockey. We'll start in Texas, deep in the heart of Texas, with Southlake Carroll head coach Justin Leonard. Last weekend, his boys and girls each won state championships in Class 5A. It was the first championship for the boys, and they are currently ranked number one in the nation, according to XC Nation, and we will get to those rankings in just a little bit, but just a reminder, xcnation.com, a great place to get all your information on cross-country throughout the season and even during the off-season. We're also going to talk some field hockey tonight, as we're going to talk with Danielle Heilig of Eastern High School in New Jersey, 13 years at the school and a lucky 13 straight state championships. So Coach Heilig will join us and talk about all the success that she has had at the New Jersey school. Want to remind everyone, voting is still going on for the GTM Sportswear NHSCA Athlete of the Month Award. Go to nhsca.com. You can read all about the six nominees this month. You can see all of their bios, and you have the ability to vote there. A little bit later in the show, we will talk about those nominees and let you know who is up for it for the month of November. We can tell you that we do have our October GTM Sportswear Athlete of the Month winner, and he is St. Benedict's Prep cross-country runner. He's only a junior, Edward Chesarek. He was named the October Athlete of the Month last week at the Passaic Coaches Invitational on September the 24th. Chesarek not only won the boys' 5K race, he smashed the field, winning by nearly 2 minutes, to be exact, and by running a time of 14 minutes and 53 seconds. He not only broke the Garrett Mountain course record, but he shattered it by 22 seconds. He's ranked number one nationally by XC Nation during the preseason, and he finished second in the Nike Cross Country Nationals last year, 2 seconds behind last year's NHSCA National High School Senior Athlete of the Year, Lucas Verbikas. And Chesarek came to the United States, just a great story, about 15 months ago after spending most of his formative years at an orphanage in his native Kenya. So a great story there, and congratulations to Edward Chesarek. Let's take a look at the cross-country rankings from xcnation.com. The New York Championships were held last week, and for the third year in a row, the top team in the country, Fayetteville Manlius, came away with a perfect score of 15 points to edge out number two Saratoga Springs, also from New York, and they are number two in the nation. Actually, the top three schools on the girls' side are all from New York, as North Shore New York moves up from up into the number three slot. Let's take a look at the rest of the girls' rankings. We do rank, or XC Nation ranks, through the top 50, but we're going to take a look at the top 10. For more, you can go to xcnation.com. So after Fayetteville Manlius, Saratoga Springs, and North Shore, at number four is Tatnall from Delaware. Monticello from Minnesota is number five. Carmel from Indiana is number six. New Trier from Illinois, number seven. Davis from Utah, number eight. Simi Valley, California, ranks in at number nine. And number 10 is Monarch, Colorado, on the girls' side. Now on the boys' side, as we said, Southlake Carroll, they are still number one after the Texas State Championship. Number two, Christian Brothers Academy out of New Jersey. Number three is Fayetteville Manlius on the boys' side. Number four is American Fork, Utah. And number five is Stillwater, Minnesota. Number six from South Carolina is Lexington High School. The number seven ranked team is Davis from Utah. Rush Henrietta Sperry from New York is ranked number eight. Number nine is Columbus North out of Indiana. And number 10 is Calvin Christian from Michigan. So those are the rankings on the boys' side in the top 10. Again, go to xcnation.com to check out all the information you need. All the top 50 teams are there on both the boys' and the girls' side. Want to thank our sponsors along for the ride tonight, making all of this possible at the NHSCA. We'd like to thank xcnation.com. Yes, crosscountrynation.com is your premier website for all information on boys and girls cross country. We also want to thank our sponsors, Dr. Jared Spencer, Gatorade's G-Series, GTM Sportswear, the U.S. Navy, Cliff Keen, MetLife, Dalamure, and All American Wrestling Supply. Going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk plenty of cross country as we head to Texas and talk with Justin Leonard. He is the head coach of the state champion boys and girls teams from South Lake Carroll High School. You're listening to the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
The hottest technology in the world isn't being developed in Silicon Valley. In the United States Navy, more top secret technologies are being created than ever before. Incredible machines, made of stealth materials that fly by themselves. The only problem with these incredible technologies? It's a shame the enemy can't see them. To learn more, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy, accelerate your life. You've heard of being named All-Conference, but only one organization has earned the classification of being All-World. The United States Navy. Whether it's humanitarian efforts, fighting terrorism, or protecting America's freedoms, the Navy is the team that helps us all win big. To learn how you could make it to the big league, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy, accelerate your life. The Navy Seahawk helicopter has a lift capacity of over 6,000 pounds. But when it comes to helping those around the world who need it most, they lift the hopes of millions. To learn more about how the Navy is the best place to do great things, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. It will do you and the world a load of good. Navy, accelerate your life.
Welcome back to the National High School Coaches Association Sports Hour. Tonight, a lot to talk about. A little bit later in the show, we're going to talk a little girls field hockey as we head to New Jersey and talk with a coach of a very successful program at Eastern that just won its 13th straight state championship. But now we're going to talk a little cross-country, boys and girls style. The new XCNation.com rankings are out. South Lake Carroll still number one on the boys' side, and number one on the girls' side is Fayetteville Manlius. And we're going to bring in the coach right now of the South Lake Carroll Dragons. They just won the boys and girls 5A championship, and I'm joined by Justin Leonard to talk about last week's feats. Welcome to the show, Coach.
How you doing?
Very, very good. Well, excited to kind of talk about some of the things that have gone on this year, but just a few days removed from the championship on Saturday. So let's take it from both sides. Let's start with the boys. Obviously, your first state championship ever. Tell me some of the thoughts you're feeling and the elation that's probably still with you.
We were excited. You know, it was one of those deals where, you know, we wanted to go down there and handle our business and, you know, kind of get the monkey off our back, so to speak, here for on the boys' side. So it was a good feeling, especially to run as well as we did. So we were excited about that performance.
Now, I read in one of the articles I read preparing for this interview that on the girls' side too, there was a lot of excitement, especially considering you were a third place team a year earlier. So tell me a little bit about that thing, that championship.
Yeah, it was this senior class we have on the girls' side, they've gotten third place the last 3 years. So going into this, they were, you know, really shooting the wind. So it was a good feeling because we're pretty senior heavy on the girls' side, especially if 5 out of 7 girls are seniors. So it was one of those deals where going in, that was, you know, obviously the goal, and there was a lot of excitement to finally get it done for those girls that have been in the program for 4 years.
The girls rank currently number 15 in the nation by XCNation.com. Let's get some of the kids some props here by names. Let's stay with the girls now. We'll go back to the boys. Who are some of those seniors that played a key role in this year's championship?
On the girls' side?
Yes.
It was Courtney Kriegshauser. You know, she ended up getting the state runner-up. And you know, she had an outstanding season. She really ran up front all year, and this with her was, you know, finally getting to where she realizes now that she is a girl that can go out and win meets, and the potential's been there, and she just kept getting better and better all year, and now the ball's finally rolling for her. So that was good to see. And then Shelley Chapin, she was our number two, number one all year, and she had a solid performance. And then in my mind, the performance, you know, that was that kind of really helped in the state championship was Felice Johnson. She was, you know, she's been our seven, our six, our five, and she ends up getting seventh place in the state meet, so she had some winning.
Let's switch it over to the boys' side then. Who are some of the kids there that made this? I guess you had a record with 20 points in winning the championship. So who were some of the top boys?
On the boys' side, you know, Nate Sullivan. He's kind of been overlooked all year. You know, we talk about you know, Joe's had a great year, and then our senior boys, Bill Varsha, your Jordan Chavez, but Nate, he's been our number two, three all year, and he ran a great race and ended up getting fifth place, which was exciting to see. Then senior Ben Dolston was sixth place. He had a great race, actually took the lead at one point in the race. And then we came back, and Joe Sampson, who won all year, you know, won regionals and then won the state, he ended up getting eighth. And, you know, it was one of those races where, you know, he wasn't feeling the best going, you know, during the race, but ended up, you know, helping the team out, which is the most important thing. So he stepped up, and then Trevor got ninth, and then Jordan Chavez, the four-year senior boy, had a great race and was a 10th. So it was a good thing to see five kids on our team on the medal stand for the individual medals. That was pretty exciting to see that.
Sure, very cool. And I know that's the highlight of the year, but Aaron Taylor at XC Nation, when he kind of got me tied into you guys, said that came off the heels of a pretty impressive performance in mid-October that I want to take you back to at the Arkansas Chili Pepper Festival, where he said, you know, all seven runners were under 15:40, and he said that's never in capital letters in his email to me ever occurred in the sport before. So can you take us back to that meet and kind of tell us a little bit of what happened and how amazing that feat actually was?
It was a phenomenal performance, and at the time I realized it was a phenomenal performance, but I didn't want to pat the kids on the back too much, you know, going into the stage meet and everything. I didn't want them to know how excited I really was about it. So, but it was absolutely perfect conditions, and the Chili Pepper Festival, it's probably the one of the best meets, I'd say, you know, NXN is probably the best atmosphere, but Chili Pepper is right up there with it. It was, you know, you got 5,000 acres, and the weather was perfect. And the cool part of the good part of that was the kids, all seven boys got out front, and we got to run our own race. And it just came out to be one of those days where you had six of our seven boys really clicking in that meet. So it was a great performance by them. And, you know, one of those races you won't ever forget, that's for sure. So,
talking with Justin Leonard, the boys and girls cross country coach at South Lake Carroll High School in Texas. They just won the state championship, ranked number one on the boys' side by XCNation.com. And let's talk a little bit about the national notoriety. Of course, the football team there has gotten a lot of that over the years, and you guys are at the top of the stack now. Tell me a little bit about what that means to your program and the school to have that sort of notoriety in cross country.
It means a lot. You know, our program, our program has been really successful, you know, and the thing is, you know, going to the season, you never won one of the boys. That's what meant a lot, and the big thing is for the community. You know, we wanted to do it for the community and the school and everything else. So it was big, and we have a lot of support, you know, through that. So it was a good thing to get it done for everybody involved.
Sure. Now, what's down the road here? Are you guys going to go to the national championships? Have you been invited to that?
Well, we have to go. We're running this weekend, actually, in the Woodlands for the South Regional.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get top two in that to get a qualification berth. So, you know, we were excited. I met with the kids after the meet, and we all sat down and talked, and it's one of those things where we're excited we were going to celebrate all day Saturday and then back to business on Sunday and get ready for this meet, because last year both teams at Florida State ended up getting fired at this South Regional. So it's one of those deals where you have to be excited and you have to celebrate a little bit, but at the same time you got to turn around and refocus on a different goal. So that's what we're doing now moving forward, and I'm sure once the season's completely over we'll take a look back and probably realize what a great season it was. But right now we got our mind focused on the qualifying nationals and going down there and seeing what we can do.
Sure. And from a coaching standpoint, it's got to be really fun because, and I've never really asked any of the cross-country coaches I've had on, but you have a shot at this now of really making something happen. Cross-country truly is the only sport in high school athletics where you can determine through head-to-head meetings, who the national champs are. So what's that like? It's got to be a great motivating tool for you as a coach with the kids.
Oh, it's a huge motivating tool because it's one of those deals where, you don't have voters voting on it, and you don't have all, biased opinions and things of that sort. You have, you're going down, any team can qualify from the meet. You go to the meet, and it's an actual race to see who the national champion is. So, you can't put blame on anybody else but yourself, and, that's a good thing. So, that's what I like so much about cross country, is it's a true national champion. You're racing head to head on that given day, and the winner is the national champ. There's no excuses for it. So,
yeah. Well, we wish you best of luck this weekend, and hopefully you get there. And congratulations again on the state championship for the boys and the girls, and look forward to possibly seeing you there at the championships. And we'll keep up with you. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Thank you.
That is Justin Leonard, the boys and girls cross country coach at South Lake Carroll High School in Texas. They won the championship this past weekend. XC Nation has the boys ranked number one in the country, the girls ranked number 15. Going to take a break when we come back on the NHSCA Sports Hour. We're going to talk a little field hockey as we head to New Jersey and talk with Danielle Heilig of Eastern High School. She just won her 13th straight state championship. She's been a coach for 13 years and has won a lucky 13 titles. That and more when we come back. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
Look around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids who don't know where they'll get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
The hottest technology in the world isn't being developed in Silicon Valley. In the United States Navy, more top secret technologies are being created than ever before. Incredible machines made of stealth materials that fly by themselves. The only problem with these incredible technologies? It's a shame the enemy can't see them. To learn more, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. Navy, accelerate your life.
Welcome back to the NHSCA Sports Hour. Just finished a great conversation with Justin Leonard of South Lake Carroll High School in Texas. His boys and girls cross-country teams last weekend won the Texas 5A championships. The boys ranked number one in the nation, according to xcnation.com. The girls number 15 in the nation, according to the same website, our great partner there at crosscountrynation.com. And the boys definitely have their eyes on trying to win a national championship next month out in Portland. Now let's switch to field hockey. This is an interview coming up here that I actually taped before last week's championship game in New Jersey, and we're going to talk with Eastern head coach. Her name is Danielle Heilig, who has done just a wonderful job at Eastern. They were going for their 13th straight state championship in Group 4, and they did it on Sunday with a 5-2 victory over Bridgewater Raritan, and now they've got their eyes set on a fourth Tournament of Champions Crown. And for those of you that don't know, what's kind of cool about New Jersey is they actually, once all the groups, and there are four groups plus non-public in the state, once those regular season championships are crowned, they then put all of the champions together, no matter what class, whether it's one or four, and they go after the overall state championship. So Eastern has a shot at its fourth overall tournament of champions crown. And right now, as a matter of fact, Eastern is taking on Freehold Borough, yes, the home of Bruce Springsteen, in the semifinals. In the other semifinal in the tournament of champions, Shore, an unbeaten team, is taking on West Essex, and the winner of those two semifinals will go on to meet on Sunday to decide the overall field hockey champ in the state of New Jersey. Now, Danielle Heilig has done a wonderful job. She's been there for all 13 years. They've now won a state championship. Her record, an incredible 323 wins, only 10 losses, and 8 ties. Not bad at all. That's her overall record in 15 seasons as a field hockey head coach. And Eastern is just a true power. At one point, they had over a 150-game win streak, which was snapped, but this is truly one of the top programs in the country. And again, just a reminder, this interview, as you listen to it, was recorded last week prior to them going after their 13th state championship, which they did secure on Sunday with a 5-2 win over Bridgewater Raritan. So let's take a listen to my interview with Coach Danielle Heilig of Eastern High School.
If you remember, a couple of weeks ago, we had a great chat with Sue Butch-Staven at Emmaus, one of the top programs in Pennsylvania. Tonight, we go across the river and talk about one of the top programs in New Jersey. And we're going to talk with Danielle Heilig, the head coach at Eastern High School, who has had just quite a run since taking over the program in 1999, a national record 12 straight state Group 4 championships there. And they also, in New Jersey, have what's called a Tournament of Champions, where all the group champions meet. And they were the runner-up last year, but they were the champs in 09, 08, and 2006. And Coach Heilig is here to talk a little bit about the program. Welcome to the show, Coach.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, the stats are amazing, and I think the best way to get things started here a little bit, when you have a track record like this, all these championships, you also had a national record 153 straight win streak. Tell us a little bit about the tradition of field hockey at Eastern.
Well, there was actually it was a very good program once I took over. Just had a few hurdles to get over, and we were able to kind of surpassed them in 99, and that's when it kind of all started. Like you said, we've won 12 consecutive state championships. In 2006, they did start a tournament of champions, and we have won a handful of them. You know, it's just it's one of those opportunities where things have just really fallen into place, and you know, 12 consecutive conference, sectional, and state championships. We've over the last few years picked up some PA opponents and have had good success against them. Everything's kind of fallen into place.
I think one of the things that I talked to Sue Butch-Staven about the other week was the fact that a lot of people around the country don't know about the strength of field hockey in the Pennsylvania, New Jersey, northeastern part of America. Explain it in your own words what it's like, because even, you know, a lot of states don't even play field hockey.
There are quite a few states that don't play field hockey. I mean, I think you find it in the southern area of California. You find a little bit in the Midwest, in the Michigan area, and then it's mostly in the Northeast. And there is quite a tradition of success here. Obviously, Pennsylvania has some outstanding programs, but we here in New Jersey also have some outstanding programs. And you know, it's one of the things that the girls, although it may not be East to West Coast, the girls, you know, work hard and train as hard as any athlete, and you know, they're looking for great success, and you know, lots of the girls are looking to one day wear the red, white, and blue and represent their country in the Olympics. So, you know, it may not be across the country, but there is quite a bit of a tradition here on the Northeast Coast.
Trust me, I always enjoyed covering it. Let's talk a little bit about what you bring as a coach. We talked before we got started here about you played on the 94 national championship team at James Madison. So what are some of the things that you learned as a player, both at the high school and collegiate level, that you bring to the Eastern program?
I think there's a few things that I try to instill in my players that I learned as a player. First and foremost is team. I say it's a team sport, and I think that your team has to come first. We tried to play a real passing style where we are using each other. But that's the beauty of being a part of a program, a sport like field hockey. It's very team oriented. I think work ethic is very important. We definitely try to outwork our opponents, try to instill that in the players. I think accountability and discipline, all of those things are things that I try to instill in my players that are, in my opinion, characteristics that go beyond the field. I think that's the beauty of sports, is that you're learning through the sport, but they are lessons that you're going to take into life that are hopefully going to make you more successful in life. And those are things that I learned as a player.
Now, obviously, one of the things that your players are learning is a bullseye, because having the records that you've had, there's a bullseye on your chest. So tell me a little bit about what you try and talk to the girls about when it comes to the pressure, and knowing that every year, year in and year out, Eastern's going to be kind of the dog, top dog to beat.
It is hard, and it's hard to keep in perspective that they are kids. I mean, you're talking about 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, so that pressure does definitely get to them. But you know what? We just try to take it one game at a time. We obviously have ultimate goals of where we want to end at the end of the season, but for my program, even when we had win streaks and all those kinds of things and state titles that we've obviously won 12. So there's definitely pressure there, but I think just keeping in perspective one day at a time, one game at a time helps, to alleviate that. We obviously know that we need to outwork our opponents. We understand that when people step on the field, they are going to give us their best game. They're going to give us their A game. So we really need to establish ourselves and outwork our opponents year in and year out. And that does get harder and harder to do. But, it's amazing how these kids have responded and want to continue that tradition. They want to, they want to keep it going, and they honestly do not want to be the team that lets down the program or lets down the alumni. They want to, keep everything rolling.
Talking with Danielle Heilig tonight, the head coach at Eastern High School in New Jersey, the field hockey coach there. They're going for their 13th straight state championship. And let's talk about some of those players that are going to try and keep the 23-0, the perfect season going this year. I know earlier I read that your goaltender set a national record for shutouts. So maybe let's start with her, with Alana Berry. Tell me a little bit about her.
Alana Berry is a senior for us. She has actually been a starting goalkeeper for us since her freshman year. She actually has 16 shutouts on the season. She ended last year with 58 and did establish a new National Federation record with her shutouts. Very good communicator, very good leader, really strong between the pipes for us, just has been outstanding. She has verbally committed to the University of Iowa, where she will continue her playing career there. So she's really been a huge presence for us, and knowing that you have someone like that between the pipes is obviously makes us very confident as a unit.
So who are some of the other leaders on this team that have really kind of stepped up and led the program to another unbeaten season so far?
We have quite a few outstanding players, and ironically, we are a little bit young this year. Very young last year, a little bit more experience this year, but still a lot of young faces on our team. We have juniors, Carly Sokos, who's in our midfield for us, who's an outstanding player, as well as sophomore Carly Spirit. She's been quite a leader for us. Defensively, we have senior Julia Osasik, who has been a three-year starter for us, who is actually committed to play at James Madison University, as well as juniors Gianna Perrone, Aaron Hoig, and Stephanie Byrne. And offensively, we are led by a freshman. We have a freshman, Austin Cuneo, who is outstanding. She has 56 goals on the season and 18 assists. And she is also up there with sophomores Casey Morano, Jade Dixon, and juniors Meredith Calber and Emma Johansson. So, we are quite young. We have some great players that are, got some experience for us last year that are continuing to establish themselves this year. So it's exciting. It's exciting to watch things kind of come together.
Yeah, makes a big difference down the road. Makes you breathe a little easier as a coach.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk a little bit. You had mentioned that Alana Berry is going to, you know, go to Iowa. I know I read an article. I think it was at the end of last season where, you know, one of the things that you've really done, and I know you're probably very proud of this, but I'd like you to talk about it. Is I think the article said you've sent about 52 athletes on to Division I colleges for scholarships and that. So tell me about how proud you are of the fact that it just doesn't stop when these girls leave your high school team.
Well, that is something that I am very proud of. A few years ago, I started a recruiting seminar for my kids where I kind of put together from beginning to end things that they need to do and things that they need to be aware of. As outstanding as some of these players are, they definitely need to do some things in order, you know, to be playing where they want to be playing. So I think the recruiting seminar has really helped. You know, but these kids do a lot of things outside of Eastern, you know, through USFHA programs and through club, you know, club events where they really, have established themselves. But as a coach, that's one of the most rewarding things to see them go on and be successful at the next level. It's obviously a dream for a lot of them and to see that happen and, you know, to see it all come together is very exciting. I unfortunately don't have the opportunity to watch them as often as I would like. you know, but I do, you know, I really, you know, keep a check on them to see how they're doing. And if I'm able to catch a game on TV, like the Big Ten Network, I definitely am taping and watching to see how they're doing. But that makes you, you know, that makes you really proud because for a lot of these kids, that is a huge goal of theirs. So that's exciting, very exciting.
Now we let's wrap up. I want to ask you this question. You mentioned the win streak. I mentioned it at the top, 153 straight. What was it like? What was that ride like? I can't even imagine, you know, having played sports in high school and college. I mean, it's always great to win, but what was it like to know that you hadn't lost for so long? Tell me a little bit about that.
You know, it was exciting, and it was honestly something that we really never talked about. It was just happening, and it really was something that we never discussed. It was never a goal of ours to keep the win streak going. It just happened, and I think it happened as a result of great kids, supportive parents, all of those things. Hopefully good coaching played a role in that, but, you know, it happened, and it's one of those things that I look back on and I'm amazed at. I'm amazed at the streak of state championships. I think now that, you know, we have 12, we're going for 13. I mean, when this all started, the kids that are on the team were in grade school. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to look at it from that perspective, but the win streak was amazing. And you know, we put it on the line actually when we picked up Emmaus. We picked up Emmaus in 2004 and we beat them in 2004 and the win streak ended in 2005 when we went to Emmaus and they beat us. So I'm proud of what we've accomplished and I'm proud that we pick up outstanding teams and we put our wins on the line against them and we challenge ourselves. And I really believe that that's helped our program, maintain, you know, the level that we have is we, you know, I've always felt that in order to be the best, you have to play the best. And we did that. So I'm very proud of it, but honestly, it was one of those things that it was moving and it was rolling and it really was in the background. It was not something that we were focused on at all. So.
But it's something
but amazing at the same time.
Well, it's something nice to talk about here again, 153 straight wins, which is a national record along with the 12 state championships in a row going for lucky number 13. Danielle, thank
Absolutely.
You so much for joining us this tonight to talk about it, and we really appreciate it, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And again, that was a recorded interview with Coach Heilig. And right now, right at this hour, Eastern is taking on Freehold Borough in the New Jersey Tournament of Champions semifinals. Eastern unbeaten. The other unbeaten is Shore. They're ranked 1-2 in the state. Shore is taking on West Essex. And again, the winners of those two matches will go on to the state championship game, which will be played on Sunday. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at this month's nominees for the GTM Sportswear NHSCA Athlete of the Month. That and more when we come back. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
The major record labels say that downloading music from the internet is stealing. But according to these people, making a mixtape for your friend is stealing too. So is making a tape of a radio show?
We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
When a rock band plays an AC/DC cover at a bar that doesn't pay ASCAP, that's stealing. Or have you ever sung Happy Birthday to your friend at a restaurant?
Warning!
Happy Birthday is copyrighted, so if you're singing in a public place, you'd better be paying royalties, or you'll be stealing music. Does all this stuff about stealing music sound absurd? Would you rather have a world where our music culture wasn't the intellectual property of five corporations? Then stop giving them your money, and make sure your friends and family don't either. Better yet, try burning them a CD. If we pull the plug on major labels, music gets better. Find out more about what you can do. Check out downhillbattle.org.
Tornadoes raked the South. It was ham radio that was on the air, saving lives. As communities lay in ruins, it was the hams who let their families know their loved ones were safe. When the power and cell phones went out, the hams were there, helping rescuers get the message through. Wherever catastrophes strike, amateur radio is ready. Amateur radio works when other communications don't. Contact the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, on the web at emergencyradio.org. That's emergencyradio.org.
Welcome back to the NHSCA Sports Hour. Glad you're along for the ride tonight. So far, we've talked some cross-country, a little field hockey. Now, time to take a look at our Athlete of the Month nominees for the GTM Sportswear Athlete of the Month program that you can vote on. Go to NHSCA.com to learn more. We have full bios there, but right now I'm going to tell you about our six nominees for the month of November. Elizabeth Conan is a tennis player, a sophomore from Homestead High School in Wisconsin. She won the state championship as a sophomore. She finished third in Division I in the girls' tennis singles tournament as a freshman, and this year she got her way through the bracket to win her state championship. She just lost 8 games in 5 state tournament victories, and no more than 2 games in any match, she beat 2-time defending state champion, senior, and her teammate, Allie Corrin, in the semifinals to make it to the championship. Also up for nomination this month is Kalem Latham, a senior soccer player from Catholic Central High School in Springfield, Ohio. He is the state's all-time leading scorer with 173 goals. He passed Ken Willis of Youngstown Cardinal Mooney High School. He scored 172 from 2001 through 2004. In cross country, we have Jake Leingang, a junior from Bismarck High School. He repeated as the state's Class A boys cross country state champ this year, became the first state runner to break the 15-minute barrier as he led the Demons to a 7th consecutive state team title. Then we also have in golf, Daniel Nicholson, a freshman from Geneva High School in Geneva, Ohio. She came from behind on the final day of the Division I girls state golf tournament to shoot a 31 on the back nine to win the championship. Then we have a cross-country runner named Molly Seidel, a senior from University Lake School in Heartland, Wisconsin, undefeated in the state championship competition. Seidel ranked number 2 nationally by XCNation.com and running in the state's smallest classification, which is Division III. She's looking to become the second 4-time cross-country state champion in any class. And we wrap up, our sixth nominee is Will Toten. He is a senior quarterback at McKenzie High School, plays 8-man football, and had one heck of a game back in September when he established a record with 11 touchdown passes in one game in an 88-80 win in an 8-man football classic game. His school was taking on Lowell High School. He completed 19 of 26 passes for 553 yards, and like I said, that was a national record, 11 touchdown passes. He also ran 15 times for 117 yards. So again, go to NHSCA.com to check out all of the nominees, a lot longer bios on each for the GTM Sportswear NHSCA Athlete of the Month. That is for the month of November. And again, our October winner, as we told you earlier, was Edward Chesarek of St. Benedict's Prep in New Jersey. He won the October award, so go on and vote for who you think your favorite will be. Want to remind everybody that wrestling season right around the corner, and our wrestling festival this year that you heard founder Bob Ferraro talk about a couple of weeks ago here on the show, which will be held once again at Pleasant Valley High School in the Poconos in Pennsylvania. We'll have a couple of teams that are going to go head-to-head that will go a long way toward deciding who the national championship national championship team is this year, WinMagazine.com has come out with its preseason top 25 rankings, and let's take a look at those right now. And again, the top two teams in the poll will be at the Wrestling Festival for the National High School Coaches Association in January. Coming in at the top of the poll, preseason number one out of Ohio from Lakewood is St. Edward. They are number three in the country. They were ranked number, they're top ranked right now. They were number three at the end of last season. And then Blair Academy, always strong, is ranked number two. Both of those schools at the wrestling festival that will be held this year at Pleasant Valley High School. Number three in the top 25 is Brandon, Florida. Number four is St. John's, Michigan. Number five is St. Paris from Ohio. That's St. Paris, Ohio, and that's Graham High School. Clovis, California, ranked number six. Cannon McMillan from Pennsylvania, ranked number seven. Carl Sandburg, number eight from Illinois. And then it's Christiansburg, Virginia, ranked number nine. Allen, Texas, ranked number 10. And you can check out the rest of the rankings by going to win-magazine.com. The defending national champs, two-time defending national champs, Apple Valley, Minnesota. They lost a lot, but they're still loaded. One of the top teams in Minnesota. They come in the preseason poll ranked at number 12. Going to take a break. When we come back, going to talk a little football. This is the National High School Coaches Association Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
Not adjust your radio frequency. This is not a test. This is the Artist First Network. Cool.
Welcome to the Artist First Network, a weekly program featuring the best independent artists anywhere.
Damn it, get the hell out of my kitchen.
Just hit the Artist First Network. Now you're going to jail for assault.
This is the Artist First Network, the network of independent artists. Each week, the Artist First Network brings you the newest and brightest independent and undiscovered artists.
Hi, the latest project was recorded.
I can get through this. Can we keep it rolling?
Hi. Big Daddy, Big Daddy and the Generator. This next cut is called Baby, You're So Hot. You cut. Damn it. Damn it, Jim. Alright, here, give me another crack at that one. Quit laughing at me.
Where's the web? I told you. www.artistfirst.com.
Welcome to the Artist First Network.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Call the American Heart Association or visit our website to learn more.
Welcome back to the NHSCA Sports Hour tonight. Great show. If you missed it, you can check it out in the archives later on by going to artistfirst.com. We spoke with Justin Leonard of the South Lake Carroll Boys and Girls Cross Country Team, the 5A champs in Texas, and the boys right now ranked number one in the nation according to xcnation.com. We also spoke with Danielle Heilig, the Eastern High School girls field hockey coach in New Jersey, 13 straight state championships in Group 4, and they are going after a Tournament of Champions title that will be decided tonight and Sunday. So take a look at NJ.com, a great newspaper in New Jersey, an online newspaper, the Star Ledger, to find out how they made out. Want to talk a little football here tonight. Just a reminder that the NHSCA is releasing their own rankings. It's a combination of different things, and you can actually now kind of take part by voting on which who you think the top team or the top 25 teams in the country are. You can go on to NHSCA.com. Right on the homepage there, you'll see how you can vote. We also follow USA Today very, very closely with their Super 25. And this week, not many changes in the poll as most of the teams got through. Don Bosco Prep out of Ramsey, New Jersey, still ranked number one. They are in the playoffs in New Jersey, and they've got that long winning streak going. A team that's played so well this year, right behind them, waiting for Don Bosco to slip up, is Trinity out of Louisville, Kentucky. They have just crushed everyone. Last week in the playoffs against DuPont Manual out of Louisville, they crushed them 55-0. They've got a big one, though, a rivalry game. They play it during the season, and now they're going to play in the postseason. They will take on St. Xavier out of Louisville, and that is this weekend in the third round of the playoffs. That is the 6A playoffs in Kentucky. So Trinity number two, sitting there at number three out of Florida, Armwood, New Jersey. They are currently 10-0 and entering the 6A regional quarterfinals in Florida. Number four is Katy out of Katy, Texas. They are 11-0. The only disappointment with Katy this year is the fact that there are two divisions within each classification in Texas, so there's a 5A Division 1 and a 5A Division 2. Division 1 has all the teams like Allen, Trinity, DeSoto, Skyline, but Katy is playing in Division 2 where they are expected to win a championship. Number 5 in the USA Today Super 25 is Miramar out of Florida, a perfect 9-0. Out of Georgia at number 6 is Camden County, a team that's perennial at the top there in Class 5A, and right behind them, a team that they're going to meet in the playoffs if everybody continues to win is Grayson. Grayson is ranked number 7 this week. We talked about Allen, Texas. They are ranked number 8. Ranked in at number 9 is Bishop Gorman, one loss, and that only loss came at the beginning of the season to number 3, Armwood, and then Good Counsel from Maryland rounds out the top 10. The rest of the way, we'll go through it pretty quickly. Number 11 is Gaffney from South Carolina. Number 12, it's Pittsburgh Central Catholic out of Pennsylvania. Number 13 is Bellevue out of Bellevue, Washington. 14 is Euless Trinity out of Texas. Number 15 is Carmel from Indiana. De La Salle, number 16 in the poll. They are 9-1 after that one loss this season, early on in the season. Lake Travis is number 17 out of Texas, a very good team there. Servite from California, ranked number 18. Number 19 is Sheldon out of Oregon. Mallard Creek, number 20 from North Carolina. Hamilton, the longest active win streak in America right now at 52 straight, is number 21. North Allegheny out of Pennsylvania is ranked number 22. Valley from Iowa is number 23. Miami Central, ranked number 24, and then Coeur d'Alene out of Idaho. Yes, an Idaho team has made it into the top 25. They are ranked number 25, and they are a perfect 11-0. Want to remind you, coming up in a few minutes here, we're going to switch things over to High School Football America. Great show for you tonight. A little pre-Turkey Day talk as we'll start the show off with the granddaddy of them all, as we will talk with Bill Tracy. Bill Tracy is the head football coach at Wellesley High School. Wellesley and Needham will be playing for the 124th straight game on Thanksgiving morning. That's a week from today. It is the longest and most consecutive played Thanksgiving Day rivalry in America. Massachusetts has the market cornered on Turkey Day games with about 180 of them. A lot of schools have given up the tradition because of the expanded state playoffs. We will also talk about the game between Easton and Phillipsburg. It's Pennsylvania versus New Jersey, the Battle of the Delaware. We'll talk with Dick Hammer, who is the longtime voice of the Easton Red Rovers and the Phillipsburg Stateliners. He used to do both, and then on Thanksgiving he has to go in and talk about both teams equally, and he has done 45 of those games. Actually, 44. 45 will be coming up next Thursday. Also on the show, we will talk with NCSA national recruiting expert Randy Taylor. He will talk about how athletes and students can and their parents can learn a little bit more about how to get a scholarship. And we'll close out the show with Steve Spiewak of Max Preps, who will take a look at that national championship chase. Take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up. This is the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ron Chepsik, and I am a co-producer and co-host of Crime Beat. issues, personalities, and controversies from the dark side. We hope you can join my co-producer and co-host, Willie Hareb, and me every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Artist First Worldwide Radio Network. We will take you into the back alleys and boardrooms of the world's most fascinating subject, crime. We have a diverse group of guests on the show who will talk about a wide range of fascinating subjects. They include organized crime, drug trafficking, government corruption, sports scandals, victims' rights, and crime as it relates to war on terror. Our shows are timely and always stimulating. So we hope you can tune in on Thursday at 8 p.m. for another dynamite program about crime. Past shows are available free. Visit artistfirst.com. Stay tuned.
Pentek USA Electronic Percussion. American made and known around the world for durability, customer service, and free lifetime technical support. Call Pentek and talk to real people in South Carolina, USA. 800-445-0506. Ask Pentek if they can ship your order same day. Mention Artist First and get a 10% discount on orders placed direct to Pentek USA.
Well, that's going to do it for the NHSCA Sports Hour for November the 17th. Glad you were along for the ride. Want to thank all of our sponsors for tonight's show. XCNation.com, Dr. Jared Spencer, Gatorade's G-Series, GTM Sportswear, the U.S. Navy, National Guard, Cliff Keen, MetLife, Dalamuir, and All American Wrestling Supply. If you missed any of the show, you can always catch it in our archives. Go to artistfirst.com and click on NHSCA Sports Hour. Also want to thank our guests tonight, Justin Leonard at the top from South Lake Carroll High School in Texas, the boys and girls winning the 5A championships last weekend. The boys ranked number one in the nation right now, according to XCNation.com, and they have a real good shot at winning a national championship later on next month. We also want to thank Danielle Heilig of Eastern High School in New Jersey. What a coach. Only 10 losses in her career, and she's won 13 straight New Jersey Group 4 state championships, going for a tournament of championships championship, to be a little double there on the championship. She will. She's trying to do that tonight in the semifinals to get to the finals, which will be played on Sunday. Going to take the week off next week, but join us in a couple of weeks here where we'll be talking a little bit of basketball and wrestling as we get into the winter sports. That'll do it for me. From Easton tonight, this is Jeff Fisher saying good night and good sports. You've been listening to the NHSCA Sports Hour on the Artist First Radio Network.